Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. She was only a girl, I know that well, but still I could not see. Much stronger than the love she felt for me. But staying with her and my little bit of wisdom broke down her desires like a light through a prism into yellows and blues and a tune that I could not help. Though the essence is gone, I have no tears to cry for her, and my only thoughts of her are kind. Her name was Joanne, and she lived in a meadow by a pond. And she touched me for a moment with a look that spoke to me of her sweet love. Then the woman that she was drove her on with desperation, and I saw as she went a most hopeless situation for Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run. For Joanne and the man and the time that made them both run.
That's Joanne by Michael Nesmith and the First National Band. Song that came out in 1970, went to number 21 on the pop charts, and opened up with that song because we just recently lost Michael Nesmith. He's the third member of the Monkees that have passed away, and that leaves Mickey Dolenz as the last man standing, so of that group. And some of these guys didn't get much credit for the band. Everybody thought they was kind of silly and played silly music, but they were good instrumental people. Nesmith did some, in fact, did some work at Stax and Vogt as a session worker before he got into the Monkees. So, but we're going to play a couple more for his. He's going to be our double play of the day. So we're opening up with Nesmith's song, and then we're going to do two at our double play by him and hope you enjoy it today. So Michael Nesmith, he passed away on December 10th, 2021. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get started with The Crest, and then Aaron Neville, and then Johnny Ferguson with a long-lost hit you may not have heard in a while. Let's go right now with The Crest and a continuation of their big hit, 16 Candles. This is a song called A Year Ago Tonight.
A year ago tonight, you were 16. The sweetest teenage queen I've ever seen. Oh, a year ago tonight, I let you know that 16 candles in my heart would glow. When you made your wish, dear, I was wishing too. That I'd be saying, happy birthday, your whole life. you, dear, and told you I'd be yours throughout the years. Now, Father Time has proven we were right. Whoa, whoa, true love was born a year ago tonight.
Above, that you won't ever forget me and give somebody else your do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Angela Jones, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Angela Jones, I love your kind of loving, it's always been true. I love the way you whisper, I'll always be in love with a do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Angela Jones.
Angela Jones, that's a guy named Johnny Ferguson. If you don't know him very well or never heard that song, that was his only hit. He was a one-hit wonder. 1960, went to number 27 on the pop charts, a guy that came out of Nashville, and a songwriter that I see all over the place when I'm looking at records, John D. Loudermilk wrote that song. And now Ferguson released this in December of 59, and it charted in 1960. Ferguson did it, John D. Loudermilk did it as a flip side, but he did it 2 years later in 1962. He did it on the flip side of one of his hits called Roadhog. So John D. Loudermilk, that was Johnny Ferguson, Angela Jones. Aaron Neville before that, Over You, his first pop and R&B charted song, 1960. Only went to number 111 on the pop charts. That's what you call bubbling under the 100, but 111. It was much more popular on the R&B charts. Went up to number 21. And The Crest, 1959, song that went up to number 42. Continuation of their song they did, big hit they had, is called 16 Candles. And this was a year ago tonight. Okay, let's keep going. We've got an interesting one going to open us up here. And then we got Robert Luke Harshman, which I'll tell you who he is in just a moment, and then Vicki Lawrence. But to get us started, you know, you've heard of maybe Billy Vera and the Beaters. He got together with, in 1968, he's a white guy. He got together with Judy Clay, who was a black lady, and they did duets together. And 1968, that's pretty good for them to do that. I don't know who thought of that, but they did some good stuff, had a couple hits. And this is one of them right here. This is from 1968, went up to number 36 on the pop charts, number 4 on the R&B. It's called Country Girl City Man. That's the way it looks on the 45, but on the LP it came out, it's called Just Across the Line. If you buy that LP or see that LP, Billy Vera and Judy Clay, it's called Just Across the Line. But here on the 45, it's called Country Girl, City Man.
I was born in New York City.
I was born in Georgia.
Girl, you're looking kind of pretty.
Don't you think we ought to
get to know each other better? Take the time to find out why we can.
Got a piece of soul between a country girl and a city man.
We can find it's grooving just across the line.
City boy had your eggs and bacon.
You were raised on cornbread.
The rooster crowed while I was waking.
About the time I was going to bed. Bet we got a lot in common. Take the time to find out why we can.
Got a piece of soul between a country girl and a city man.
We can find it's grooving just across the line.
Country girl and city man.
We can find
Georgia town.
We can find this groove just across the line.
That man's New York City.
If I could just hold your charms once again in my arms, then my life would be complete. Since you've been gone, my life don't seem the same. Well, please. And after all is said and done, you know you are the one. Little girl, sweet, sweet girl, girl of my dreams. Since you've been gone, my life don't seem the same. Well, please. And after all is said and done, you know you are the one. Little girl, sweet, sweet girl, oh girl of my dreams, girl of my dreams. Home
from Candletop, been 2 weeks gone, and he thought he'd stop at Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. Andy Wolo said hello, and he said, "Hi, what's doing, Wolo?" Said, "Sit down, I've got some bad news, it's gonna hurt." Said, "I'm your best friend, and you know that's right, but your young bride ain't home tonight. Since you've been gone, she's been seeing that Amos boy, Seth." Well, he got mad and he saw red, and Andy said, "Boy, don't you lose your head, 'cause to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands. Well, Andy got scared and left the bar, walking on home 'cause he didn't live far. See, Andy didn't have many friends and he just lost him one. Brother thought his wife must have left town, so he went home and finally found the only thing Papa had left him, and that was a gun. Then he went off to Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods quiet as a mouse. Came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor in a puddle of blood, and he started to shake. Well, the Georgia patrol wasn't making their rounds, so he fired a shot just to flag them down. And a big-bellied sheriff grabbed his gun and said, "Why'd you do it?" And the judge said, "Guilty in a make-believe trial." Slapped the sheriff on the back with a smile, said, "Supper's waiting at home, and I gotta get to it." That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. That's the night that they hung an innocent man. Well, don't trust your soul to no backwoods southern lawyer, 'cause the judge in the town's got bloodstains on his hands.
Well, they hung my brother before I could say the tracks he saw while on his way to Andy's house and back that night were mine. And his cheating wife had never left town, and that's one body that'll never be found. See, little sister don't miss when she aims her gun.
That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they haunted the innocent man. But don't trust your soul and all backwoods Southern lawyer.
Vicki Lawrence, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, 1973. Big hit for her. Went all the way to number one. She wasn't a one-hit wonder. She had a couple more that charted. I don't think anything got above the into the top 40, but she did a few other things. But, of course, she was the girl that was so good on the Carol Burnett show and then went on into her own little TV show, too, called Mama's Family. So, but Vicki Lawrence, 1973. Robert Luke Harshman. Before that, Girl of My Dreams. That's a song that came out in 1959. Robert Luke Harshman is Bobby Hart, who would team up with Tommy Boyce later on and write a lot of songs, including some by the Monkees. We're going to play some Michael Neesmith later on, and they wrote some of their early hits. So, but that was Robert Luke Harshman, then he was Bobby Hart. And then Country Girl, City Man, Billy Vera and Judy Clay, 1968. Went up to number 36 on the pop charts, and I may have said it went up to number 4 on the R&B. It was number 41 on the R&B charts. Backed up on that song by the Sweet Inspirations. So, and hit now, Billy Vera's first three hits were with Judy. They had three hits off that one album they did, and he went on to form a group called the Beaters. And Judy Clay's first three hits were off this album with Billy Vera. Then she had a couple more. She teamed up with William Bell later on. Of course, they did the great song Private Number. And but she backed up over the years. She backed up Don Covey, Wilson Pickett, and along with Dee Dee Warwick and Dionne Warwick and Sissy Houston. The four of them together were backing these guys up. So what a group to back you up, huh? Okay, Billy Vera and Judy Clay, a white guy and a black girl in 1968. And I just wonder how that flew with everybody, but they had some hits off of it. So, okay, let's see. We've got Donald Haight going to get us started next, Shadows of Night, and then the Willoughbys. So let's go with Donald Haight right now from 1966, My Baby's Gone.
I've been living in the country all of my lonely life. Girl, I love, Lord, she won't treat me right now. I worked so hard, you know, the sweat runs down my back. My little girl's gone and left me, and I don't believe she's coming back now.
Listen.
Of paper and give it to my mother-in-law. I'm gonna commit suicide. Somebody better call the law now. You may not believe me, but I'm telling you just like it is. Well, I'm going uptown and I'm gonna jump off the George Washington Bridge now. Today. I wonder would you take 1 minute of your time wanna say. Son, I've been loving her too long. She was the best love that I ever had. If she would come back to me today or tomorrow, Lord, you know, I wouldn't feel so bad.
About to ruin my baby with your bad, bad ways. He drives a big shiny Cadillac. Yeah, big shiny Cadillac. And he's evil too. Yeah, he's evil too.
Satisfied.
Nice Sound, the trio that came out of New York City with the Willoughbys. It's Not Easy, 1968. Only made it to number 95 on the pop charts, but real nice sound by them. Of course, 68, you had a lot of groups that had that type of sound right there, and you know, you just had to have a catchy tune for people to catch on to it. So, Shadows of Night before that, Bad Little Woman, 1966, went up to number 91 for them, group that came out of Chicago. And Donald Hyde, My Baby's Gone, 1966, went up to number 20, but only on the R&B charts. He didn't have anything that charted on the pop charts, but good little soul sound there, R&B soul stuff. The Dynamics going to get us going next, then Laverne Baker, and then the Olympics. So let's go right now with a good group sound by the Dynamics and a song called Misery.
One more chance, I'll prove my love is true.
I'll prove my love is true.
And do all of the things that I'm supposed to do.
That I'm supposed to do.
But if I let you down,
if I let you down,
and you set me free,
set me free.
Oh, I don't know, but I think I just live in misery. There is nothing I can do to make up all the wrong things I've done. Pretty, pretty baby, I knew you were the only one.
You were the only one.
But I couldn't see just how it would be.
How it would be.
Oh, I don't know, but I think I just live in misery.
That's all I need.
1963, a song called The Bounce went up to number 40 for them on the pop charts. A group that came out of California, and I know they got a lot of airplay here in the Birmingham area with me growing up around here, and of course all across the country, I'm sure, being a California group, but they really got a lot of play here. We heard songs like Western Movies, Baby Hully Gully, Big Boy Pete, and Dance by the Light of the Moon, just lots and lots more hits by those. The Olympics. Laverne Baker before that, That's All I Need. 1955 for her, went up to number 9 on the pop, R&B charts, didn't make the pop charts. This was the flip side of Bop Ting-a-Ling. So if you happen to have Bop Ting-a-Ling by Laverne Baker, don't forget to flip that thing over. You'll get another one called That's All I Need. And then the Dynamics got us started with Misery, 1963, went up to number 44 from them, a group that came out of Detroit City. Okay, let's see. We've got Sam and Dave going to get us started, then the Willows, and then the High Boys, a group that came out of Alabama. Going to play one by them from the early 60s. So here we go right now, Sam and Dave and their first pop hit, You Don't Know Like I Know.
Yeah. Churchbound Mary.
I feel so good, so good, so good, so good, so fine, all the time. So good, so good, I feel good, I feel so good. Hey, Mama, I'm going to kiss my lips. So good, hey Mom, when I kiss you goodnight, yeah Mom, when you do it so right, it's so good, it's so good. My lips, yeah, Mom. When you wiggle your hips, it's so good, it's so good.
Highboys, HIBOYS, song called So Good on the Woodrich label, coming out of the state of Alabama, and a song that came out in the early 60s. And every time I hear, whether it's an Alabama group or wherever they came from, I hear young guys, teenage guys out there playing and maybe even having a teenage girl in their lead vocals or something, and I think about, you know, what their dreams were. What did they think they were going to make? And so many good instrumental people playing songs and writing songs and just didn't get there. But right place, right time for a lot of people to make it, like so many did. But anyway, it's fun to hear the old some of the old garage sounds and early 60 groups that had the teenagers in it doing their stuff. The Willows before that, Church Bells May Ring. Real good sound by them from 1956. Went up to number 62 on the pop charts, number 11 on the R&B. Then 5 years later, in 1961, it bubbled under again on the pop charts at 114. So a little two times on the pop charts there for the Willows. And before that, Sam and Dave with their first pop and R&B hit, You Don't Know Like I Know, only made it to number 90 on the pop charts, went all the way up to number 7 on the R&B charts. You know, Sam and Dave, with all that good stuff they had, their next hit, in fact, after this, their next hit was Hold On, I'm Coming. But with that and Soul Man and so many other good stuff they did, they never had a number one song on the pop charts. Now, they had two on the R&B charts, but they needed to have a number one on the pop charts. They should have had one, Sam and Dave. All right, let's see. Now we're going to do our double play of the day. We've got Marv Johnson going to get us started, and then we're going to do two that Michael Neesmith's involved in. One with the Monkees, a song that he wrote called Mary Mary, came off an LP from 1967. And then the other one is Michael Neesmith doing his version of a song he wrote called Different Drum. And yes, that is the one that Linda Ronstadt made a hit out of later on. Michael Neesmith wrote that song, but he did his own version too. But we're going to get started right now with Marv Johnson, and one that maybe you hadn't heard in this one in a while. You've Got to Move to Mountains.
Romance was true. I loved you long, but you done me wrong. Cause this is what you said to me.
You've got to move to mountains, drain a river dry, swim the deep.
deepest ocean, pull a star from the sky. And if you do all this to prove your love is true, maybe then I'll fall in love with you.
Oh, oh.
Cause all my love for you was true, it broke my heart. My best was not enough for you. Whenever I asked you for a kiss, you always told me this. You've got to move to mountains, drain a river dry, swim the deepest ocean, pull a star from the sky. And if you do all this to prove your love is true, maybe then I'll fall in love with you.
You can't see the forest for the trees.
Don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it. It's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love only me. And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying's that I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing to try and pull the reins in on. And you'll settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. I'll go with. You'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. If you live without me, woman. If you live without me.
Michael Neesmith and his version of the song that he wrote, Different Drum. The one that, of course, as I said earlier, Linda Ronstadt and the Stone Ponies did in 1967. It went up to number 13, and that was the Linda's first charted song at that time. And but Neesmith did it. He did it on an album that he released in 72 called And the Hits Just Keep on Coming, Different Drum. And let's see, before that, we had the Monkees doing a song called Mary Mary, doing a song that Neesmith wrote. That was on the LP, More of the Monkees, that came out in 1967. It didn't chart, and I don't even think it came out on a 45, but it should have. That's a good sound by them. I like that. But it was written by Neesmith. Neesmith worked as a session player, I believe I said this earlier, for Stax and Vogt before he got hooked up with the Monkees. And he won a role in that, and then the rest is history for them. And the group themselves had 9 double-sided hits. Their first 4 LPs went up to number 1, and their first 2 singles went up to number 1. So had a lot of success over the years, and some pretty good musicians in there. Peter Tork was a very good musician, and did some stuff on his own, too, later on. He did a lot of folk stuff. But anyway, so our double play of the day today is in honor of Michael Neesmith. And kind of the three that we've all lost. But Neesmith just died back in December of 2021. And there's only one of the Monkees are left, and that's Mickey Dolenz. Okay, and before that, Marv Johnson, before that one, let's see. We've got You've Got to Move 2 Mountains. And that was 1960, went up to number 20 on the pop charts, number 12 on the R&B. And he was with Berry Gordy from basically the start of Motown. He was right there at the beginning of it. And this was, in fact, this Marv's first song, Come to Me, although it was released on the United Arts label, was the first release of a Berry Gordy production. So he and Berry Gordy got together, and they did a lot. And he was right there instrumental with the Motown sounds. So, okay. It was almost time to go. We're going to squeeze in a couple more here right now. We got another group coming out with the out of Alabama. It's in a garage band called Rick and the Legends. And then we're going to end up with the Marvelettes. So here's one from 1965 on the JD label called I Wonder Why.
I
Fish in the Sea, 1964, went to number 25 on the pop charts, made it to number 15 on the R&B charts, and of course that group had lots and lots of hits, and one of their lead singers, Wanda Young, died in 2021 also. We mentioned Michael Neesmith earlier, and Wanda Young passed away in 2021, and she was one of the lead singers for the Marvelettes. Before that, another garage band here out of Alabama, Rick and the Legends, with a song called I Wonder Why, 1965. Came out on the JD label. A year later, it came out on the United Arts label, but never did chart. But again, you hear that, and you just wonder about these teenagers sitting there making that great, great fun music that they were enjoying themselves. So, thanks for joining us today on the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Alabama. And don't forget to catch Joe Reddick when he does his show, and then Tom Faison doing his. And we enjoyed all the stuff they're doing, too. So thank you guys for helping keep music alive here on the BRC Radio Show. We're going to get out of here with we always play an instrumental song. This is one by the Fabulous Counts from 1969. It made it to number 42 on the R&B charts, a group that came out of Detroit. A little song called Jan Jan. So thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.